Learning a new language is considered a staple of education and human growth potential, and sometimes it happens in a classroom or online and maybe part of travel to a new place. But language programs have been slashed around the country, and there tends to be a focus on Spanish, French, and German. Our program at ASU is looking to reverse that trend and cement the importance of some less studied languages, such as Macedonian and Armenian. Irina Levin is the new director of the Critical Languages Institute and is with me to talk about her goals. So, Irina, first, how should we define critical languages?
It's defined in numerous ways. Certainly for the U.S. Department of Defense and U.S. Department of State, they've identified a number of languages, some of which we do teach, to be critical to the national interest, to national security, to our ongoing, you know, diplomatic efforts. So they have defined those not just based on how critical they are, but how few speakers there are currently in the U.S. And therefore, they offer incentives for people to learn those languages.
So how many are you going to be offering at ASU? How many possibilities are there now if people want to start?
Some of the languages we offered are, you know, don't fall into that State Department. So I guess our definition of critical also has to do with our perceived kind of the absence of other options to learn these languages in the United States and our belief that the world is interconnected. And just because countries are small or have only a couple of million speakers, that doesn't mean that learning about those countries and being able to have cultural and linguistic fluency in those countries' languages isn't important. So we offer 12 different languages.
Okay. You can name them all if you'd like.
Yes, I can. In alphabetical order, we offer Albanian, Armenian, Bosnian, Croatian, Serbian are one kind of language group, so that's taught as a single class. Hebrew, Indonesian, Macedonian, Persian, Polish, Russian, Turkish, Ukrainian, and Uzbek.
So from a learning curve standpoint, is it better to have fewer students? Because then in that case, maybe you're forced into conversation sooner if there are fewer of you?
Yeah, when there's two, you're talking all the time, right? Every other time, you're the one who has to kind of... produce.
It's obvious which one, if you're studying or not at that point, yes.
Yeah, so, and I observed all of our courses this summer, and including those courses with just a few students in them, and indeed, you know, every other homework question you're responsible for. One thing that really amazed me, specifically, I remember sitting in on the Uzbek class, how well the students had learned kind of the emotional nature of kind of expressing certain sentiments in Uzbek. Their intonation was really impressive to me. And I think that, again, that's something that, you know, a smaller class can really provide and allow the opportunity for a student to practice.
Is there a bigger picture goal you have in mind that would really satisfy you?
Yeah. I mean, certainly as the incoming director, I am interested in growing the program. I'm certainly interested in having more students from the ASU and the local community college and even the local high school community know about the program and kind of have a good understanding of the possibility for funding that we provide.
Sure.
With the help of ASU and also our wonderful, the board of the Malikian Center, which is what houses the Critical Languages Institute. I think also we do think of our, you know, mission, you know, why have this, why teach these languages? We think about creating the next cadre of diplomats, the next cadre of military officials, the next cadre of political leaders, foreign policy experts, academics, who, because of their language and cultural fluency, can be both kind of empathetic in the way that they interact with the world, but also, you know, accurate knowledge is something that for all of those different kind of realms is extraordinarily important. And we think that the kind of nuance that you get through this language and cultural learning that starts with us, we really see ourselves as the starting point to building a pipeline to those kinds of careers for the people who study at CLI.
Almost feels vital and yet underrated. And yet when you define it that way, well, obviously this seems like a natural thing.
Absolutely. So we just had our award ceremony, and one of our students, he was a student in the Albanian class. He's a PhD student in political science at Cornell. He talked about in his speech the fact that over the years 2013 to 2016, the Modern Languages Association has found that colleges across the country have cut 651 foreign language programs. These things are the first things to go on the chopping block a lot of times when there are budget cuts. And at the same time, all across the country, universities and colleges, large and small, I'm thinking of the Barrett, the Honors College, in our case, you know, talk about the importance of creating global citizens, right? And what does it mean to be a global citizen? Well, even the programs that are the language programs that tend to survive, the ones that do have the most enrollments, are, you know, these 15 languages. The first four are Spanish, French, American Sign Language, German, all very important languages. But when we look around, there's so much more world out there that we need to, you know, be citizen diplomats in interacting with. So much more world out there for all these different kinds of career opportunities, and also for these kinds of, you know, self-growth opportunities for our students. I think the worlds of industry, diplomacy, of military intelligence would also say that you need to understand the nuance of expression. You need to understand the nuance and the double meaning of certain parts of language in order to really operate effectively in those areas. And again, we see ourselves as kind of the starting point for our students.
Irina Levin is director of ASU's Critical Languages Institute.